Does inconsistency of treatment make a dismissal unfair? Hello, I'm Robert Reddin from My Virtual HR, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. In this recording, I'll be looking at the recent Employment Appeal Tribunal decision in MBNA Limited against Jones. In that case, the EAT had to decide whether inconsistency of treatment between two employees arising out of the same set of events made the dismissal of one unfair, as the other employee had been given a lesser penalty. Here is a summary of the events that led up to disciplinary action being taken against the two employees. The two employees, a Mr. Jones and a Mr. Battersby, who knew each other, were at a corporate social event held to celebrate a milestone in the history of MBNA Limited, before which they had been warned that it was a work event to which the company's normal standards of behaviour and conduct would apply. Both employees had been drinking prior to the function and fell out with each other, although neither was said to have been intoxicated. Mr. Jones punched Mr. Battersby in the face during the course of the event. Mr. Jones and some friends went on to a nightclub after leaving the company social event, and after the event had finished, Mr. Battersby sent several text messages to Mr. Jones threatening him with violence. The threats were not carried out, and Mr. Jones did not receive any of the messages until the following day. A disciplinary investigation ensued, with charges brought against both employees, the result of which was that Mr. Jones was dismissed for gross misconduct, for punching Mr. Battersby, and for damaging the reputation of the company. In his defence, Mr. Jones said he was provoked into assaulting his fellow employee. However, for his behaviour, which was acknowledged to be reprehensible, Mr. Battersby was given a final warning. Mr. Jones appealed against his dismissal, but his appeal was not successful, even though the reviewing officer knew of the lesser sanction imposed on Mr. Battersby and conceded that had he held the original disciplinary meetings, he would have dismissed both employees. Mr. Jones brought a claim for unfair dismissal based on the disparity in the sanctions imposed. The Employment Tribunal considered his dismissal to be unfair for that reason. On appeal by MBNA, the EAT overturned this decision for the following reasons. Firstly, the Employment Tribunal had not applied the test set out in Section 98, Subsection 4 of the Employment Rights Act 1996, which requires recognising that there may be a range of reasonable ways in which an employer might react to the circumstances that gave rise to the dismissal. Secondly, the Employment Tribunal had also failed to apply the test in Hadjianu and Coral Casino Limited, and in particular failed to consider whether the employer's decision not to dismiss Mr. Battersby was made in truly parallel circumstances, which made it unreasonable for the employer to dismiss Mr. Jones. And thirdly, in the present case, the Employment Tribunal had not expressly, for the purposes of a disparity argument, drawn a distinction between a deliberate punch in the face at a designated workplace event and a threat made afterwards and away from the function. That was never carried out. The EAT said that if the Employment Tribunal had considered that argument, it would have been bound to conclude the circumstances were not the same. So what then are the key points for employers coming out of this case? I think they are these. Firstly, and even in the event of gross misconduct, employers must consider Section 98, Subsection 4 of the Employment Rights Act 1996, which requires them to consider a range of penalties a reasonable employer might impose if faced with similar circumstances. In fact, I would go further and say that not only must the employer consider the range of penalties, it should also document the fact that it has done so. Secondly, when faced with considering disciplinary penalties against other employees arising out of the same series of events or type of event, employers should determine whether the cases are exactly parallel. And they're the key words, exactly parallel. If they are, subject to the point made above, the same penalty might be appropriate in each case. However, as noted in Hadjianu and Coral Casinos Limited, it will be very rare for cases to be exactly parallel, which might make it appropriate to impose a different penalty. And thirdly, provocation is not a defence to a charge of assault. It is mitigation to be taken into account, along with other mitigating factors, in deciding what penalty to impose. I'm Robert Reddin from My Virtual HR, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. Thanks for listening.